You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Keith, are you a, do you find, like, do you like comedy? Are you a comedic type of guy? Do you have, like, certain, I would say, sitcoms that you were a big fan of over time?
No, not really. I was a math type of guy.
Oh, okay. So did you ever watch The Office?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that would ruin my joke then, because I'm wondering if any of your coworkers ever joke about if you're the regional assistant to the general manager. So it's just it's an office joke. You should watch it, Keith. It's funny.
Okay.
You will laugh.
All right. You
will laugh for sure. Keith, obviously one of your main roles, of course, is overseeing the American League team and running it there. And obviously, I think it's fair to say I've been covering the Oilers now for 20 years. I don't think they've ever had organizational depth at all three positions like you have now. You've got three young goalies, you've got lots of young defensemen, you've got some forwards. How do you view your overall organizational depth, not necessarily for the NHL roster, but for the future coming up?
Well, I think we've got a lot of as you said, we have goaltending, we have a lot of goalies. I think our strength is on the back end. We have a lot of D coming up, and you know, at the end of the day, they have to stand out, and we got to give them every chance to play, and that's what they're going to do in Bakersfield. And you know, we're starting to get some forwards. We got Holloway, we got McLeod, you got Marody, all these guys, Benson. So there's some players here.
And the balance to ensure, because you want to be competitive, and you can't just give young players ice time, but you at the same time, you don't want them to not play. How do you balance to ensure that they earn their ice time, but at the same time, you know, there's a patient level and understanding that there's likely going to be, you know, a few more errors from your young defensemen and forwards than maybe you'd normally want to see?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that you have to tell them that, you know, you have to earn the ice time. That's number one. And number two, you know, we have good coaches down there. Woody does a great job. He makes sure that they earn their ice time. We tell them that. It's not going to be handed to them. And we proved it last year.
Well, you're starting to see it the last few seasons, you know, promoting from within. Ultimately, at the end of the day, championship teams aren't built through free agency. They're mainly built through drafting and developing. And, you know, you're starting a pipeline. If you can get one or two players every year from within your organization, you know, and obviously you've got McDavid and Draisaitl as the key guys at the top, and then everybody kind of falls in suit after that. So, as a GM, do you kind of write out the plan of thinking, hey, well, these are the guys we think are there, and how often have you found that changes over the course of 6 months to a year in the development of some young players and where you think they're going to be and where they end up?
Well, you know, we'll use McLeod for an example. You know, I thought he had an okay rookie year, but he came in last year and he dominated. He was a different player. He had confidence. So I think it's one of those things that you go to camp, you start the season, and you hope that they develop. And it's up to the coaches, really, to bring them along and show that they have confidence in them. And I think that happened with McLeod. I thought it happened with Benson. I thought it happened with Marody. Nina Lainen played very well until he got injured. So I was really happy. And then, of course, Skinner was amazing. So he really took a big jump.
Keith Gretzky joins us, assistant GM at the Edmonton Oilers. And Keith, you mentioned the defense, and you know there's lots of focus on Broberg, of course, and Samorikov. But man, you go down the list of your defensemen. You know, Nima Linen, of course, was drafted in 2016. You got a guy like Phil Kemp, who's in the organization. You got Michael Kesselring, who will now make he did come in late last season. You know, and just a lot. And the other thing is they're all huge. Right, they're massive on the blue line. Like none of them are 6'3" or less. You got Vincent Deharnay, who's 6'7". The development of defensemen, some just take longer, right? So we know that there's a Broberg and Samorikov, but amongst those other guys, Nima Linen, what did you like about Nima Linen's game that maybe Oilers fans who don't get to watch a lot don't really know about him?
I really liked his physical play. I thought his conditioning got better as we got along. I didn't think he was in as great shape as he could have been, and we talked about it. He trained differently in the wrong way. Kesselring came in. He was like a Bambi-type defenseman. He's got offensive thinking, but at the end of the day, he's got that core strength. He needs to learn to defend because he's 6'5". And we explained that to him. And I thought Vinny Desharnais made a huge jump from really training camp to the end of the year. And he was logging a lot of ice time. So, I mean, again, it's like you said, it's you got to be patient. And Kenny's done a great job of really making everybody realize that you're not just getting called up to get called up. You have to earn it. And it's not just after one good game. So we've done a good job on that. Part of our organization.
Michael Kesselring, what are you expecting from him? And, you know, because he's such a big defenseman and he's kind of a little bit lean, is a few years of just kind of putting on the mass to his big frame is what you're going to be looking for in the next few years?
Yeah, I really like the way he thinks, but I think he needs to learn to defend a little harder. And I think Dave worked with him at the end of last year when he came in out of school. And the one thing is, I saw him this morning, matter of fact, and he looks bigger. He looks stronger. But it's going to take time. You got to crawl, walk, and then run. You can't just hand the jersey to him. So he's going to take some time, but he has to stay positive and realize he's going to have ups and downs during his time at Bakersfield.
When you say defend harder, what do you mean by that? Can you expand on that?
Well, just use his body more. He was really just using his arms, not his leg for the core strength. He was just, reaching and grabbing. So those are the things that he's got to learn, and he I think he'll do that.
Philip Berglund, is a little bit older of one of your prospects, has played in Sweden for, I think it's what, the last 5 years in Skellefteå. So, he's more of an aging guy. He's 24 years of age, so you'd think potentially more NHL ready than some of those other guys. But the jump to the American League, in the NHL, just because of the style of play, how do you think his game will adapt to the style that you play in North America?
Well, I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I've seen him skate for the last week here. But again, it's until you start playing the games and see how they are in North America. It's easy to say something after or before, but it's going to be interesting. He's older. He's got more experience. So I think he should be able to handle himself.
The right side in your organizational depth, you've got a guy like Berglund, you've got Kesselring coming, maybe not necessarily ready right now, Keith. So do you foresee potentially you guys having a PTO for an experienced right shot defenseman? Is that a requirement after Barry, Bouchard, and CeCe just for depth?
We've talked about it, but it has to be the right guy. It's a guy that's going to be able to in and out of the lineup. You can't take away from other players that we want. So it's one of those wait and see. You're bang on.
Keith Gretzky joins now. Keith, I'm hearing with Samorikov, he's been skating fine. He had surgery 6 months ago, but has yet to get the official green light for contact. So probably won't participate in the physical drills anyway of rookie camp. But was that kind of expected when you look at the timeline of when the shoulder surgery happened to where he is now? Is he pretty much on pace to where you thought he'd be?
I think he's ahead of schedule. I think he's done well. Tomorrow's the physicals for all the rookies. So tomorrow's the big day to see where he's at.
So how nervous do you get as an assistant GM, when you have guys like that? Obviously we know Dylan Holloway's having a little bit of struggles with his wrist. The concerns about that maybe players, things haven't healed as quickly as they would like.
It's part of the game, and you wish you had them. Dylan came in last year in the playoffs. Boy, our team could have used him, right? And at the end of the day, he wasn't ready. We made the right decision not to play him. But we can't look at the short picture, the small picture. We got to look at the movie, and Dylan's going to have, and Sammy's going to have big futures in Edmonton. So we got to make sure we don't get selfish and race and rush them through. And if they're not ready, they're not ready. So we got to just wait for them.
Having scouted and watched the American League games as many as you did, and obviously every team had the similar trial, but you only played a select group of teams last season, right? How much more enjoyable will this season be for you just from an evaluation standpoint that you kind of get maybe back to, quote, more normal and seeing other teams? Do you find that makes a significant difference in a player's development?
People have asked me that this summer. And for me, myself, I thought our division was very hard.
A lot of teams were on the NHL protocols where they could go up and down. They were getting tested every day. We were not, and it was because of the coming back and having the quarantine. So, to me, we played against real good hockey players. That's what I thought. That's what a lot of our people thought. So, to me, yeah, it's going to be great to play against different players or different teams, but I mean, we were playing against some really good players and really good teams, and we came to play every night, and that was the best part about it.
Keith Gretzky joins us now. Keith, let's move to some of the young forwards. And, you know, Tyler Benson, just I know he changed his number to number 16 this year. You know, he's had 3 years of development in the American League, and last year he learned to penalty kill more. I think he realizes to get his foot in the door in the NHL level, he's going to have to be a penalty killer. What have you seen that it's impressed you the most in the growth in his development the last 3 years?
Bang on about his penalty kill. He started the penalty kill. I thought he did a good job. I thought, you know, him and McLeod and Marody were a really good line. But he learned to play without the puck. And, you know how offensive guys get. They think that they can, you know, do it all and go end to end and they're going to get called up to the NHL. Well, that doesn't happen. You got to be able to play without the puck and defend. And I thought Benny did a really good job of that. And I think his skating's, you know, everybody says about his skating, but I thought his skating has come a long ways.
And Raphael Lavoie, he came and joined you late in the season after playing in Europe for a bit. Bigger body. Keith, I don't know if you've had a chance to see him yet, but I was told that a lot of people liked him at the end of the year. Jay Woodcroft said, you know, just like a lot of young guys, he's probably got to put on some weight and have like an off season of NHL training. Where do you see Raphael Lavoie as kind of a unique prospect in your organization? Because you don't have a lot of big forwards who possess his skill set.
Yeah, he's gotten stronger. He's gotten thicker. I like the fact that he plays physical. That's one part of his game that I didn't know about. And, you know, he's just got to get his core strength and get away from the junior habits of turning the puck over and circling away from his check. So, you know, I thought it was good for him to come down last year.
In your experience, Keith, how long does it take guys to kind of learn not to turn away? Is it a quick one or is it more difficult, you know, depending on the player to adapt to that?
I think the player has to buy into it. You can get the coaches. I know Woody and JF at the time and Mance, they would be on those guys, you know, get rid of those junior habits. And it takes time. But I thought I saw progress in Raffy's game, especially his, of doing that. But again, you know, it's a new season. And for him, this is his first chance of really coming into a camp and showing what he can do. So it's going to be, he's one guy, like you said, for the forwards, he's one guy to, we can't wait to see how he develops.
What about Kirill Maximov? You had him in Bakersfield 2 years ago. Then last year, of course, he played in the KHL all season and wasn't eligible to come back over. How has he looked? Where's his development curve at? Because, you know, when you drafted him, this guy can really shoot the puck. He's a right shot scorer. Where, you know, his first year, he didn't get a lot of production. It's tough for a lot of young players at 20 to be in the American League. What's your expectation of Maximov? And is he a guy that, you know, you guys have to ensure gets some ice time this year?
Yeah, it is. We got to see what he's got. He was in Russia last year, so for us, we missed the year, so we got to see what he can do. He's starting like a new, guy. Really, he had a little bit of potential for the year before, but it's going to be one of those things where we have so many players that these guys have to come and, you know, they're going to battle for ice time, and that's what you want with young kids. So it's not just handed to them.
And a young player who's not going to be in Bakersfield this year, he's 19, he's going to go back to junior. Well, I would assume anyway he's going to go back to junior, I guess, unless he shocks us and makes it to the NHL. But he played in Slovakia last year after you drafted him in 2020, after he scored 27 goals, 66 points in 62 games. You know, he's projected as a really skilled forward in Tyler Tulio. What do you like about his game, Keith, and what are you looking for him back in the OHL this season?
Well, he's been named captain, you know, which is a great thing. We had him in Bakersfield for about, you know, 6 weeks, and we didn't think he was going to play and just staying in the hotel. You know, we thought the OHL was going to start up, so we sent him back. And, you know, what I've seen him, he's a hardworking kid. nothing's handed to him. It's all about the grind for him. I think, you know, he's a skilled player now, but I think at the end of the day, he's going to be one of those, one of those players that is a dog on the bone and can chip in because he has offensive skills.
And Xavier Borgo, because of last year that, you know, not a lot of games for diehard fans who are prospects who like to see players. You know, he did score 40 points in 29 games, including 20 goals, after having 33 the year before. You know, he's a late birthday, so he'll be 19 this year, which means he could turn pro then the following season. Keith, what is it that you like about Borgo that you've seen, and kind of what's your expectations on what you guys want him to work on this coming season and improve on?
You know what? The biggest thing is, he's, like you said, he's got some skill. I just think he's going to learn, has to learn to compete hard and play every game and play hard every shift. And I know that's one of the things that we've talked to him about as an organization. And hopefully, you know, he realizes that and has a good year and learns that in his last year in Quebec before he comes to Bakersfield for the playoffs.
Keith Gretzky joins assistant GM of the Edmonton Oilers. Rookie camp will have their medicals and physicals tomorrow. Then they'll be on the ice Thursday. And then they have some exhibition games against the Flames on the 18th and the 20th. And then main camp begins next week. Keith, you know, obviously as an assistant GM of the Oilers, you're heavily involved with them as well as the American League team. And, you know, Connor McDavid said it today. Hey, we're not young anymore. You've made the playoffs twice in a row. You haven't had the success you want. When you look at your overall team now, and you've had a chance to sit down and evaluate it, what are you most intrigued to see from your club early on this coming season?
I think it's the additions that we've added to our hockey club, where we have more depth. I think we're, you know, more than a two-line team now. So that'll be the good thing to see, and it's going to be exciting.
And Evan Bouchard, you talked earlier about Kesselring looking like he's been bigger. I'm hearing that Evan Bouchard trained with Darnell Nurse in this offseason, that he might be the player most poised to take a significant step. He told me that he felt that even though he didn't get to play as much as he would have liked in Edmonton last year, he learned a ton by just being around the players, practicing, watching them. Evan Bouchard, a guy that, you know, I think at 6'3", Keith, he could be a player who's playing 20-plus minutes a night, you know, midway point this season. Is that unrealistic, or do you think he's capable of that early on as a rookie?
I think he can do it, but it's going to take time. I think it's one of those things that let's wait and see what he can do, and hopefully he, you know, has had a good summer, like you said. He's learned a lot sitting around last year being with the NHL team, so hopefully we have high expectations for him, but, you know, you got to always got to temper it and not, you know, make the guy too scared.
Keith, always great to talk to you. Next time I see you at the press box, I hope you'll at least have Googled the office and assistant to the regional manager. Just to see, I want to see what you think of it, because trust me, I think you'll chuckle.
I will. All right. You guys have a great day.